Yeah, no, definitely. The only way that you can get around that, as far as I'm aware, is like I kind of said, going back to the, you can allow certain DMR IDs to use it. So if someone had a DMR Baofeng or TRD or whatever the, you know, the Chinese DMR radios are, a club could say, your DMR ID, please set it to 313-30, whatever. And then the repeater owner can add them to that. And even though they don't have anywhere to enter a RAS key on their menu, the repeater will acknowledge that repeater ID as a legitimate user. So now, granted, that being said, you could get around that by spoofing someone's ID. But, you know, that would get pretty complicated. But it's just an interesting concept. And, you know, with ham radio being allowed for experimentation, it'd be kind of interesting for a members-only repeater to kind of have that on there. But it's also kind of, it can be a double-edged sword, I guess, because then no one's going to be on the repeater.